You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Soon, families across the Bay Area will gather to celebrate El Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead. It's a traditional Mexican holiday when people honor the spirits of those who've passed. Coordinated festivities and art installations are already going on all over the Bay and California. It's a tradition that is common to see celebrated on the West Coast, but over on the East Coast, in Virginia, not so much. Reporter Martina Castro grew up there and later moved to the Bay Area. A couple of years ago, she first celebrated Day of the Dead by contributing to an altar at the South of Market Cultural Center, or SOMARTS, exhibit in San Francisco. She tells us more about how this intimate artistic expression not only introduced her to a special holiday, but also to many new neighbors, past and present. She made this story back in 2011.
I remember as a child the moment my cousin Lucia told me my parents would die one day. It was Christmas. We must have been 5 and 6 years old, and we were playing on the terrace of our grandparents' farm. I think she got jealous over a gift I had gotten and thought that was a way to even things out. She said my parents would one day be gone, forever. And I didn't totally understand, but I knew enough that I started sobbing uncontrollably. To this day, I can recall how devastating it felt to imagine losing them. And in a way, I still carry that fear with me. A few months ago, I had the chance to confront my feelings about death in a way that an entire culture has dealt with it for countless generations. My good friend, Italena Lopez, a painter, asked me to help her with her Day of the Dead altar. Creating an altar is a chance to remember and celebrate loved ones who've passed away. And I decided this was a good and safe way to confront my fears. Italena's work is part of the SOMARTS exhibit in San Francisco. This year, the theme is Illuminations. Italena and her team took a modern and abstract approach to the altar. They designed a massive teepee made completely of white and clear balloons and called the installation To See the Light. I created the exhibit's soundscape.
What was your last aha moment?
Inside the teepee, there's a bench where you can sit and write the answers to the questions.
I haven't seen the light, but I'm still hopeful. I saw the light on the peak of the mountainside.
While our installation is about this kind of personal reflection, plenty of altars around SOMARTS memorialize loved ones in the Day of the Dead's customary tradition.
Margaret Claire O'Connor, ace Scrabble player and bridge partner, slipped away on March 2, 2009 in San Francisco.
As I explored the gallery, I came to appreciate how unique this art form is. You don't just see photographs of the lost loved ones. You get to see their shoes and their favorite things to eat, their kitchen table. You get to read their poetry and smell their favorite flowers. The altar that most spoke to me was created by a team.
My name is Tania Lulieu, and my artistic name is La Tania.
Adrian Arias, and our altar name is El Mar de Julia.
Which means Julia's ocean. Julia is Tania's mother, who died rescuing a child from drowning.
I was inspired to do it because when she drowned, I was 13, and nothing ever happened. There was never a memorial for her or anything. So this is the first one.
The room is almost all white, but on the ceiling, a projector shows images of the ocean. And on the far wall, there's a painting of a doorway within a doorway within a doorway, at the center of which is a photograph of Julia dancing flamenco. Tania was inspired by her mother's passion to pursue dancing as a career, and it's one of the few ways she connects with her mother's memory. She hopes this altar will help her and her whole family heal.
I feel like that this was an event that never was shared, and this was a moment to do that. And I think pain is easier to tolerate if you share it.
While Tania's altar to her mother's short life evokes sadness, Brenda Rasmussen's celebrates the impermanent.
My piece is called The Web of Life, An Altar of graceful ephemera.
It's a massive dream catcher surrounded by natural objects. When I ask her who she'll be thinking of on the Day of the Dead, she mentions a woman from her hepatitis C support group who recently passed away. And then something surreal happens.
What was her name?
Thelma. Another earthquake. Oh my God.
Yes, an earthquake. Grasping onto each other's arms, half laughing and half catching our breath, Brenda takes the words out of my mouth when she says,
I think the spirits are saying, it's okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's funny, when I first started...
Back in our teepee of personal reflection, I meditate on what I've learned. It's beautiful to celebrate the spirits of our ancestors, but losing the people we love can be totally paralyzing. It's something I have trouble wrapping my heart around. I guess that's why the Day of the Dead is not simply festive. It's also morbid and dark. It's a day to say all of these scary, difficult things out loud to the world, together. Yes, my mom and my dad will one day die. Everyone I love will. And I think Tanya's right. Perhaps sharing that makes the pain more bearable. And it reminds you of the special experiences, emotions, and memories we get to share in the brief and wondrous moment that we're all here.